At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Hello everyone, Hank Haney here. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. I am recording on nofilter.net, and you can also find my podcast now on YouTube. Just go to at Hank Haney Podcast on YouTube, and you can view it in person, not just listen to it. Of course, you can still listen to it anywhere you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast is brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website. That's where you go to find out information about lessons from me, if you are so inclined. And I've been teaching up a storm, having a great time teaching. A lot of great students. You know, I did a podcast the other day, and I talked about how my career has gone like full circle. And I have to tell you, you know, when you're a teacher, people think, I only like, you know, especially when you've worked with touring pros, and obviously I've worked with the best of the best, but people will think, oh, he just wants to work with good players or players with a lot of talent. I like to help anybody. I mean, I get the most enjoyment out of helping beginning golfers because I feel like, you know, you're creating a golfer, somebody that's going to, you know, love the game and be into the game. So anyway, the thought is that anybody who loves golf is a friend of mine. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about some of the news that has come out. Of course, the PGA Tour is playing this week down in, it's the Cognizant or something. It used to be the Honda. Of course, Honda bailed on the tournament down there in Palm Beach. And they've got Rory McIlroy playing this week. The fields have been awful. I mean, they got issues. I mean, you can call it whatever you want. But let me tell you something. They got issues, and they know they got issues. You know, the corrupt golf media tries to cover it up as best they can, and they are in full swing right now, the corrupt golf media. I mean, they are swinging for the fences. They are beside themselves of everything that's coming out. But let's just look at the Mexican Open. Did you see that? I can't tell you the amount of texts and emails I get from people saying, like, Hank, what is the deal with this leaderboard? Who are these players? These guys could be in the witness protection plan. Nobody knows who they are. And the ratings are horrific. I mean, absolutely horrific. And don't, but no matter what you do, do not try to tell me. This is Hank you're talking to here. Do not try to tell me that it is hard to win on the PGA Tour. It has never been easier to win on the PGA Tour. Mexican Open, Saturday's round on NBC, down 23%. Sunday's round, final round, Mexican Open, down 49%. They have got to figure something out. Golf is the professional golf is going to have a total restructure. There is no doubt about it. Let's face it. There's too many tournaments. I was reading this article about how the guys on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is the tour you play your way onto the PGA Tour with, you get 30 guys each year get from the Korn Ferry Tour to the PGA Tour, and these guys aren't getting in tournaments. Of course, you got the signature events they can't get in. They're not getting in the tournaments that they should be getting in, or they think they're getting in, or they hope they're getting in. Nobody's happy about this. I talked about it the other day. Players are playing less. That's what they're going to do when they make more money. And this is my biggest thing I think is a big issue. You know, they raise the purses. They raise the amount of money everybody's making. People are making all this money over there. The guys that went to LIV are making all this money. And I watch these PGA Tour players talking about how we don't want those guys to come back to the PGA Tour. They don't want to come back to the PGA Tour. What is it that people don't understand about this? How can you not understand this simple, simple situation? When players get paid more money, they've got more money than they know what to do with. They're financially set. Now what do they want? You think they want more money? Like show me a guy that you know makes twice the amount of money he was making and still wants to work just as hard and work just as many days. Few and far, but there's some of them. I mean, there's Michael Jordan, there's Kobe Bryant, there's, you know, Tom Brady. I mean, there are out there. I'm not saying they're not. No matter how much money Tiger Woods made, he still worked his butt off. But most people, the majority of people, when they get to a certain amount of income, they start thinking about their lifestyle. And that's where you are. These players that are playing on the LIV Tour, they don't want to come back to the PGA Tour. Jordan Spieth can say they shouldn't come back. Scottie Scheffler can say they shouldn't come back. You can say whatever you want, but they don't want to come back. They're playing 14 LIV events. They'll play the four majors, and that's a subject we're getting into about them, you know, players getting in the majors. And then they're going to play maybe a couple other events, and they're good. That's 20 tournaments, good to go. You know, NFL, they play, you know, 17 weeks, okay? PGA Tour, they're playing 20 weeks, like I just said, and that's three more than the NFL. NFL plays a couple exhibition games, but guys don't even play those. PGA Tour, you play 20 weeks, and you play 4 days of tournaments, and you know, you got 80 days of work. Guess how many basketball games they play in a year? They play like 82 games a year. They play 82 NHL games here. That's a good season right there. 20 weeks, 21 weeks, 22 weeks for a professional athlete, that is plenty. Maybe some years you play a few more, but to think that these LIV players want to come back and play a full schedule on the PGA Tour is just, it's ridiculous. Like, they don't want to do that, guys. That's not going to happen because they don't even care about doing it. They don't want to do it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I want to talk about this. They're interviewing Rory McIlroy down there at the Honda. Well, it's not the Honda. It's the Cognizant. They're interviewing him down there. And you know the questions. He knows the question's going to come up. Because the article came out with Chubby Chandler, who used to be his agent, and I still think they're you know, friends. Chubby has represented a lot of players over the years. Lee Westwood, Darren Clark, a lot of great players, great European players. If you're a great European player, back in the day, you got Chubby Chandler to represent you. The guy is very, very well connected in golf, and he knows everybody in golf. Let's just put it that way. He made the comment that Rory McIlroy has changed his tune and he's posturing himself, and that's been very obvious. You remember at the beginning of the year when Rory made the comment, he said, in the last 2 years, I have taken a very, very altruistic approach to my thinking. And I thought that the world should be, and he's talking about the golf world, I thought the golf world should be what I hoped it would be. Not what it. Now all of a sudden he's changed his tune, and then you know John Rahm left, and you know I can't blame a guy for making a decision, and you know the great tweet by Jenna Sims, Brooks Koepka's wife, at the beginning of the year, and when she said "New Year, New Rory," I was a little down on Rory. I got to admit, too much negative talking about LIV. I'm going to give him a little credit here. He's coming around. He's not so negative now. As a matter of fact, he's very positive. Even backed up, Taylor Gooch when they were asking about that, because Taylor Gooch said if the best players aren't in the majors, then you should put an asterisk there. And by the way, Taylor Gooch is a good player. I mean, come on, people. He was top 30 when he went to LIV. Now he's like 250th or something because of the corrupt world golf rankings. He won 3 times last year on LIV. He was LIV Player of the Year. I mean, come on. Are you seriously telling me that Taylor Gooch shouldn't be in the Masters? That he's not one of the best players in the world? That he shouldn't be in the... I mean, that's ridiculous. And even Rory, you know, tried to kind of explain, because they twist it. The corrupt golf media twists the quotes all out. You know, they pick a little thing, you know, and Taylor Gooch said there should be an asterisk if the players on it. But, you know, it was a whole wide ranging interview. Of course, they just picked the one side. They love to do that. You know, that's how they do. You know, everybody knows that's how they do. It's a game they play. it's corrupt. And they know who they are, all the corrupt Goff media. They know who they are. But this is Rory backing them up. And Rory's just done the total flip-flopper. He's positioning himself where he's basically, when he makes a comment, okay, when he says, you know, last 2 years I've taken an altruistic view of things, and that probably wasn't right. When he says John Rahm should be on the Ryder Cup, when he says Taylor Gooch, this is what he probably, you know, meant or whatever, and it doesn't pile right on him. And when he does all this stuff, those are all signals that he is open for business, that send me the offer and let me take a look at it. Anybody who doesn't think this is the case is just got their head in the sand. So they asked Rory, what about Chubby Chandler's comments? And of course, Chubby said that, you know, Rory is it's a good chance he's going to LIV based on the way he's talking. And then at the end of the interview with Chubby Chandler, he said, well, there's maybe a 10% chance. And then they asked Rory, and Rory knows this question's coming. He said weeks to think about, okay, how am I going to answer this question? And he comes with, Chubby Chandler might know, know some things. He might know some things. All right, the Krupkoff media says, you know, they write in their article, well, you don't know how serious he was when he said that. Well, you knew how serious he was when he was ripping the LIV and said he wished they would go away and hated him and everything else. And now all of a sudden his tunes are changing. And now when his tunes are changing, everybody says, well, you don't know how serious he was. Let me tell you something. It's not hard to tell how serious he was. That means something. So he said Chubby Chandler might know a few things. And then they asked Rory about the percentages. He said, you know, Chubby Chandler said there's a chance you're going to LIV based on the way you were talking. And Rory says he might know a few things. Then they ask him, but he said the percentage was like 10%, but at first he said the percentage was pretty high. And Rory comes with, well, it might be somewhere in between. It might be somewhere in between 10% and pretty high. What does that mean? When most people would hear that, I think they would think they're getting close to my number. Maybe I need a little more time to back myself out of the hole I was in because I was... But Rory doesn't have any problem apologizing. Chubby Chandler said that. I had things wrong. Rory said that golf needs to be a global game. It's gonna end up that way. The PGA Tour is gonna be a mess for a couple years until this thing gets figured out. Schedules are set and this and that. Rory, what's Rory? 35 years old. I mean, how many more years does he have? I mean, I know he could win until he's in his 40s, but realistically, when you're a 35-year-old professional athlete, forget about a 48-year-old professional athlete in Tiger Woods, a 35-year-old professional athlete, the end is closer than the beginning. It just is. Golf, you can play a lot longer, but the end is closer than the beginning. And if years get wasted, you know, and I think everybody's pretty much realizes now that this whole play for the legacy stuff was just a bunch of baloney to begin with. Every tournament's an exhibition except for the majors. Rory's got four majors. He's looking for a fifth. It's been forever since he's won one. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's played in a million Ryder Cups. Why wouldn't he take the money? What could he possibly be thinking by not taking the money? And you know why he didn't take the money? Because he had this altruistic view, like he said, and they also funneled him a bunch of money, you know, the PGA Tour did, and then they set up that TGL, which was the, you know, simulator golf league, and they had that thing going until the tent blew down, because there was just a tent in Florida that they were going to have this thing in. It blew down in a storm, and that got pushed back, and... he's still got that where he if he stays, he makes all that money on that. Obviously, something's changed with Rory. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me in the least. And I, for the corrupt golf media that thinks the LIV is going away, I mean, they are not going away. And the whole tour is going to get restructured, the PGA Tour, because it is not good right now. It is not, even the signature events. I mean, there's nothing signature about those ratings. Even when Tiger played for a day and a half, those ratings were not good. And it's going to be a tough go. But I think things will work out. I really do. I think in 2 years we're going to look back. And there's going to be some kind of global tour. I think Rory knows when he says that golf needs to have a global tour. There's going to be a global tour. You know what I think is going to happen? All these other tours are going to feed into one tour with the best players, and maybe not the best players, because it may take you a while to qualify for this tour. So I don't think they're all the best players, but I think they're going to be the best known players. You know, it used to be that when you won a major, and people look at majors and they think, oh, you win a major, you make all this money. Well, you get the notoriety. What comes with notoriety? Money, endorsements. So from a player standpoint, one of the main reasons, and I taught touring pros for 35 years. One of the main reasons that pros wanted to win major championships is because they knew that would set them up with endorsements and appearances for a long time, probably the rest of their career. Okay. One of the reasons they wanted to be a captain of a Ryder Cup team is because they knew it would set them up with endorsements and appearances for a long time, maybe the rest of their career. That's just a fact. I think what's going to happen is you win a major, and that's going to get you on the notoriety tour, where the best players are, not just the best players, but maybe the best known players. You know, because a lot of people are critical of the LIV. They got players. Oh, this guy's over the hill. Yeah, well, he maybe a little bit. Yeah, but he won a major. People know who he is. Maybe there's a guy over there on the Corn Ferry that is better player than this guy. I don't know. Nobody knows who the guy is. Nobody wants to watch the guy. Nobody has any inkling to watch the guy. Nobody's going to tune into TV to watch the guy. They're not watching the Mexican Open. They're not watching the American Express. They're not watching anything. But they'll watch this guy because they saw him win the Masters. They saw him win the Open. And matter of fact, you know what? This has already happened. Cam Smith won the Open Championship, and where did he go? He went to LIV. And you know what? It's already happened. John Rahm won the Masters, and where did he go? He went to LIV. You're gonna win a big tournament. You're going to become a known player, and then you're going to set yourself up to go play someplace where you can make a bunch of money. Isn't that kind of like other sports? Where you get your first contract, you go out and play really good in your first few years in the league, hockey, basketball, football, baseball, you play your, and then you reach free agency. And when you reach free agency, what does every single player do? They sign with any team. Do they pick a team out and say, I can win the championship with this team? Players who are on their first attempt, their first go-around, their first round of free agency, do they sign with a team that they think can win the championship? Maybe some have. Maybe there's two offers they have. Maybe there's this offer, and these teams are close. An offer, and this team's a better team. I'll go with this team. But let me tell you something. If they're not close, if that offer's not close, and in a lot of cases, even if it is close, they are going to take the highest offer, and that's what they do. And the same thing is going to happen in golf that has happened in these other sports. It's the same exact thing. And when players win and when players get known and they build themselves up, they are going to take that opportunity to better themselves financially for themselves and for their family, and that's just what's going to happen. And this whole legacy thing that everybody talks about is just a bunch of baloney. Wyndham Clark Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open last year. Another example. Wyndham Clark wins the U.S. Open, and they're talking to him at LIV. Everybody knows they talk to him at LIV. They talk to him at LIV. He wanted $100 million. Something like that. I heard that, you know. Maybe it's not true. I don't know. It's kind of what I heard. No, we're not giving you $100 million. What about $75? No, we're not giving you $75. Maybe we'll give you $50. And then he didn't like the $50. So then he comes back with, I want to play in the PGA Tour for my legacy. He talked to his agent. He figured out that if he stays on the PGA Tour, he can stay comfortable there, and he can make just about the same amount of money. And you know what? That's what he ended up doing. But he became a free agent and took a different offer. That's the same thing in every single sport, and it's going to be the same thing in golf, too. Same thing. And you know what? Sometimes, you know what happens when you sign a free agent? You sign a free agent to a big contract, and sometimes they don't play any good. They got their contract. Maybe it was a great year that got them that contract. Maybe it was a great 2 years that got them that contract. Maybe it was one great half a season that got them that contract. Guy had a lot of sacks this year, and he got a big contract the next year, never produced again. It happens all the time. And you know what? In golf, a guy could go out there and say, you know, he has a great year, and he plays good, and he wins a major championship, or he, you know, finishes here or there on the, you know, PGA Tour. And the next thing you know, the next year, you know, he signs somewhere, LIV or whatever, and then he, you know, he doesn't play as good. That can happen. I'm watching the NHL trade deadline right now, and they got these players that are, you know, guys, you know, 35 years old. He's making this much money. He's got this much years left on his contract. You know, you got to pay him this much. How many good years does he have left? It happens in every single sport. But in golf, they're going off of people watching and people, you know, coming to see you, you know, in person. And they'd like to see somebody that maybe they might have seen before or might have heard of. I watched that Mexican Open. I didn't even know any of those guys. And, I mean, I follow golf a lot. I don't know those guys from Man in the Moon. I found Tony Finau. You know, but other than that, oh my gosh, I think there's big changes coming. I really do. And if Rory McIlroy, if LIV gets Rory McIlroy, Katie bar the door. I mean, it's already Katie by the door, but they can't admit it. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. You can check me out on YouTube TV at Hank Haney Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, on nofilter.net as well. Appreciate everybody listening. If you have arthritis pain, make sure you try my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. You can go to voodoopainrelief.com and get some. It's 100% guaranteed. It is a phenomenal product, the best product, pain relief cream. I'm telling you, tried them all. This product's phenomenal. So if you have the arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness, go check it out at voodoopainrelief.com. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.